Hey, everybody. It's time for another episode of YKS Premium. Don't put your fucking hand. It's in my shot when you do that.
Fucking hair all over me.
There's like a little. I'm introducing the show. Your hand comes in here and just sprinkles some fucking cat hair on me.
Take this.
I don't want it.
You take this.
I don't
shit.
Fucking want that shit. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? How are you doing? How are you
it's
feeling?
Fucking all over me, dude. Doing?
What is the coffee you drinking?
This is a coffee that I got from the coffee shop that I drank almost all of it, and then I refilled it at home. Kind of a smart money-saving tip.
What'd you refill it with?
Coffee, dumb fuck.
Oh. Okie doke.
The cold brew, the...
I didn't know you could get Colomba. Coffee.
You ever seen that?
La Colombe. Yeah.
Got that.
I fuck on that.
I got that going.
I fuck on that. Is there a little sweetie syrup?
There's a little cream... Creamer in there. Yes. I've been fucking with the cold brew for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You get into a mode where you're like, I'm hitting this shit pretty hard.
Yeah. I will do that where we'll go through Aldi and I'll get like 3 of the 4 packs of their knockoff sugar-free Red Bull. And then I'll have that every morning. And then I'll go like, all right, now I'm back on the coffee.
Yeah. What am I doing with drinking this so much? I need to stop.
Yeah. It's pretty bad to do. There's no justification for doing that.
What else are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Just be miserable.
It's the one thing that I fucking have and I can't have it.
I am so sleepy. I'm so tired.
Is that right?
I'm really, really tired.
How did you go to bed last night?
I did fine last night. It was like 11:30, 12, which is later than I have been. But I even had I had like a 2 or 3 hour nap in the middle. I woke up at 7 p.m. I woke up at 7 p.m.
Last night.
I woke up at 7, ate dinner, streamed, and went downstairs and went to bed.
Went back to bed.
Dude, I'm killing it in the bed.
That's a first.
You're
putting up numbers, yeah.
I'm putting up Iron Man numbers.
3.5.
In the bed. Around. I hope that's big. I actually don't know what... I don't know what big would be. Around. I never calibrated what that would be. What's a big around of the...
You never measure your shit?
Not... I mean, who cares about
find
that?
Find the volume... You never found the volume of your penis? Take the circumference and divide it by the diameter, I think.
Me in high school. When am I ever going to need to use this? Well, now you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what's a good average, what would you call that? You call that diameter?
Our fucking researcher is not here today.
I know, that's fine.
Average dick width.
Is it width? Is that what we're looking for?
I think, right?
Because that's just one of the...
The average erect penis width is around 4.45 inches.
Ah, fuck. Just this way? Wait, no.
That's like...
No, there's no
what
way.
What is that? That's like 4.
Dude, that's like this
that's
fucking
like
big.
That's like 4 inches.
That's insane.
Right?
Yeah, it's no, there's no fucking
Come
way.
Come on, dude.
Where'd you get that from?
This was on Grok, yeah.
Damn, okay, well, I guess that's what it is. I guess every penis looks like this then. Wow.
Average 6 inch. What is this? What are these numbers? Get this out of here, dude.
It thinks it's length and not width. We're saying we want width.
It's the penis check chart here.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool, we can print that out.
Low average. 4 3/4.
Okay.
By 3.5.
3.5 wide.
Yeah.
That's below average?
That's low average. What is this?
So even the thing I said is not impressive. So I couldn't have saved it, basically, no matter what I did. Well, I guess I just have to say I have a small cock. The average diameter or girth is...
We've been new.
I don't know. Human penis size has its own Wikipedia page. Oh, cool. And there's a picture of a cock on here. Look.
Hold the fort.
Would you trade cocks with that guy?
In a heartbeat, my friend.
Look. I'm zooming in on the guy's pet. You can see the whole package here. Would you trade cocks with this guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do I sign? I got news for you.
What?
That's my cock.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. You're featured on
Yeah, I finally got on Wikipedia. No, I don't have my own page. I'm on the wiki for small cock. Nah, but it's cool though.
Length and circumference minimum is what this is.
Uh-huh.
And circumference maximum also. So average length 6 inches. Okay.
Circumference maximum. That was my N1 name when I was
6 inches. Yeah.
I was on my N1 mixtape tour.
I think they were too close up to the penises on this.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking...
Yeah, it looks... They didn't understand like that force perspective was confusing. Yeah. It's huge! This is
trying
not
to do the Hobbit stuff or the
Twinkle Toes.
Gandalf.
What
stuff.
Is it? Twinkle Toes.
What's that?
Is that Gary?
Is it the name of it?
The Gary Oldman one where he's doesn't matter.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
I think I can picture who's in that.
Isn't Kate Beckinsale in it?
It's Kate. Who's the male actor in that?
Tiptoes.
Movie?
Matthew McConaughey. Kate Beckinsale. It says here Cat.
Cat Barkinsale.
It says Cat Barkinsale. I'm your annoying friend who has two pets, and I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to
it's
do
like
with
a big
it.
Dog shirt.
Cat Barkinsale. And then also Patricia Arquette.
Gotcha.
Who is in this poster at least shown with
go ahead.
A box braids?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is that the correct
what's it called? Riding the bus with my sister?
No, it's called
Twinkle Toes.
Doesn't matter. Tiptoes is what it is.
Oh, tiptoes, yeah.
I believe that those are the quality of the image is extraordinarily low, but I am seeing some type of braid that you I would say that a hairstyle you wouldn't expect from Patricia Arquette, I think is her name.
Carol falls in love with Steven without knowing much about him. When Carol finds herself pregnant, it forces Steven to expose a secret.
Yeah.
Steven happens to be the only average-sized person in a family of dwarves, including his twin brother, Rolf.
Right.
Right on.
Yeah.
So Matthew McConaughey is the...
Peter Dinklage in this as well as Rolf's best friend, Maurice.
Right. Gary Oldman, yeah.
David Alan Grier is in this. When's the last time you saw a movie with David Alan Grier in it?
Been a while.
That's how you know this is...
Blank Man, or not... was that Blank? That was Blank Man.
Mm.
I get Blank Man and Dark Man confused. There's a lot of man movies.
Right.
JF.
And they keep on coming. Yeah. Sorry, ladies. In 2025, Gary Oldman admitted that he took the job to star in Tiptoes due to having the need to pay the bills. He also affirmed that despite his portrayal, he got along fine with co-star Peter Dinklage. I guess we should make it clear that he is pretending to be a little person in...
Right, yeah.
...the movie. In a way that looks completely insane.
Matthew Bright... is the director of this film.
Well, he removed his name from the film and is credited as Bill Wiener.
Okay.
Adding insult to injury for all the fans of Tiptoes.
Matthew Bright conceived the film when he was 18 as, quote, a raucous comedy about little people fucking each other. Very, very,
that's
very
awesome.
Funny concept from an 18-year-old mind.
That's funny.
We have to get this on film as soon as possible. Anybody ever had a good idea when they were 18? I don't think it's ever happened.
30
years after the screenplay was written, Bright's stepfather gave a copy of the script to Cops creator John Langley, who is interested in producing Tiptoes. Gary's Oldman's portrayal of a dwarf was achieved through Oldman walking on his knees.
Can you believe that?
That's dwarf stuff, man.
That's bad.
Doing, you know?
Now this is interesting. Kate Beckinsale agreed to star in the film for scale if she would be allowed to wear her lucky hat.
Now that seems like made up.
Is this one of those Wikipedia, what did you guys call them?
Wikipedia Vandal contest.
Yeah. Because there's one at least that's still going, right?
I see a couple of them, yeah.
Is that one of them?
On her first day of filming, the producers demanded that Bright tell her to remove the hat. This is like a
no,
curb.
This is real. Yahoo Entertainment.
And Bright refused, as this was the only reason she was in the film, for a low salary.
For SAG minimum wage, she wanted her character to wear the star's own lucky hat.
That sucks.
Boy. I don't understand.
See the poster for see this? They let me wear my hat.
It's lucky. Oh, man.
What if it was like one of those ugly ass leather top hats that we
that guy with the, like, he's steaming them
on it,
and
it's
all
burned and stuff.
She would look good in that
hat. I'm
not
taking this hat off.
I think Kate Beckinsale would look... She could make that hat look good, don't you think? Oh, Peter Dinklage also has box braids in this.
Okay.
Don't say okay. When funding came from the unlikeliest of places, Bright jumped on it. My stepfather, a guy my mother was married to for like a year... Yeah, we know what it is.
Yeah.
Had this neighbor, John Langley, who did this show Cops... He said, I'd be interested, and they got the script and said, hey, we want to make this movie, him and his wife.
Mm.
I don't understand.
That's kind of weird, huh?
Okay, it says here that the guy who made Cops has a private jet.
Okay.
From 20 years ago.
The 90-minute producer's cut received largely negative reviews. How come? In particular, the casting of Gary Oldman as an individual with dwarfism was considered offensive to people with dwarfism. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Kelly Cartoon of like honest actors wanting to tell a story. And yeah.
It's a fascinatingly bad movie.
Yeah.
But anyways, definitely some. There's a long ass fucking article about how shitty that movie is. That's funny. Speaking of stuff that's shitty and sucks, Mike, it's another episode of YKS Premium in which, and this is the key part to make it clear, I was talking about the stuff, not the show. We talk about the Kickstarters that missed the cut. These are the ones that were not quite good enough to make it to the main stage of a YKS. But we thought that you should be aware of them nevertheless. And as soon as Mike finishes up reading about that movie, he will be joining us here to discuss it all with you. Starting with the very first one on the page, The Umbrella Buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's the world's easiest hands-free weather solution, JF. It's not just an accessory. It's a peace of mind.
That's right.
It's a peace of mind.
So flip it and clip it.
I would say it's peace of mind.
It's peace of mind.
So flip it and clip it.
Flip it and clip. That I have no problem with. No issues with flip it and clip it. We've got your back so you can have back life's little moments. A little bit awkward. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see it in action.
To be hands-free, all you do is flip it and flip it. And now you are hands-free to make sure your valuables and loved ones
come on
safe and dry.
Fuck you. No. It's a fucking umbrella that you clip on your fucking door when you're opening your car so you can get your little fucking kid out of the back seat without getting rained on or something.
Can I say, though, I think this is really sweet. This is sweet. Nah, you want to keep the kiddo dry.
Nah,
you want to get...
He's got a fucking coat. He got a goddamn slicker on.
I know. He's got a slick on, but I just... I don't know. I'm not going to be too mad at a parent trying to come up with something for the kiddo. I think that's cute. But I do... I do wonder whether you couldn't just hold the umbrella at this time.
Right.
What is this?
You need both hands free.
You can have both hands to buckle the kiddo in the car. Is that the only use case for it? Is the kiddo is buckling the
car?
What
are the other use cases for it?
I'm not
sure. You're getting your groceries.
That's a one-handed thing, right? Yeah, I wonder what that means.
Well, you're getting your groceries out of the car, and you need you don't want your
no more
paper
juggling,
bags to get wet.
No more juggling bags,
yeah,
kids, pets, or groceries in the middle of a downpour.
I say that groceries and the bag.
That's. I mean, there's other stuff that can go in bags, granted. But no more stressful choices about who gets to stay dry, yourself or your loved ones. This is just not...
Nothing going to happen to you if you get a little wet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, especially... I hate to say this, but especially as the dad...
Yeah.
The dads are getting wet.
It's expected that you take, you know, a little abuse.
You take a little bit of wetness. You get a little bit wet. I mean, honestly, I don't look. The patriarchal society, for what it's worth, I had nothing to do with.
Mm.
I was not consulted on this. And if it were up to me, believe me, I'd love to be taking a back seat on this whole thing. I don't really need to be a part of any of it.
Need to be pampered.
I think I'd love for my woman to, you know, I would love to be the passenger princess. I would love to, you know, hey, kick my feet up every now and then. Maybe somebody's rubbing them too while we're there.
Don't get sexual.
But the way, it's not sexual to rub a foot.
Tell that to Matt Groening.
2 weeks in a row. But, you know, that's just, it's just the way it is. And so I think part of the trade-off for that is you better get your lily white ass out in the rain and get soaked and bring the car around. That's what you're supposed to do.
There's stuff that's like expected of you when you're like a parent or like a partner or whatever. Some guy comes at your family with a knife or something. You're supposed to step
you're
in.
You're supposed to say, that's not a knife.
You're supposed to step in between.
You have to have the movie references on lock.
I wouldn't do it, but you're expected to step in between the attacker.
I had a good one this week. This is an example of sort of how the man saves the day. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
We were out in the garage. So, I'm sorry to this guy for talking about a garage when it's clear that's not the situation here. So, I'm already taking myself out of this. They're in the garage. We was I was bringing my mother-in-law's vehicle into the garage because they had to get up early in the morning and leave. It's going to be cold, so mm-hmm. they can just get ready in the garage and then take off. And I'm scooting this bitch all the way in there. It's a big fucking car. She's got a huge fucking SUV. And we got a bunch of shit at the front of the garage, so I'm like scooting, trying to make sure. Then I go in the back and I open up the lift gate, and I'm like, all right, cool, it can open in here still. That's good. And then I go to close it, and I'm like pushing the button. It's not working right. And I go, hey, what the hell's going on? What the hell's going on with the, I say, what's wrong with the lift gate? And then I go in and I ask. I ask them, how do you close it? The button's not working. And they're like, oh, it might be stuck. So my sister-in-law comes out. And she helps me. She's like, oh, yeah, this gets stuck sometimes. So she, like, finagles it. And I was like, I think I pushed it too fucking hard, to be honest with you. Which reminds me, I need to ask Luke if he got his car fixed from where. I promise I don't do this all the time with other people's car. I drove his car back from San Diego to L.A. for a little bit. And the parking brake is like a push button thing. Uh-huh. And I pushed it, and it went all the way through the car. Like, I pushed the button, and it went.
Jesus.
Disappeared into the cavity of the vehicle. I got to ask him if he got that fixed. I told him I'd pay for it, but he said no. I said it under my breath. And then, so I pushed the, she comes out with me. She's standing there. She's pushing the button. She's like, yeah, here it goes. You just push the button like this. And then the lift gate starts to come down. Mm. And she moves from the back of the lift gate to the garage door and just tries to avoid it coming all the way down.
Yeah.
But this car is so long that there's like not that much room between the as it
slowly the going down.
So it comes like, down.
No!
It comes down and I back away and I'm like, holy shit. And then I expect her to back away. She doesn't back away. She just leans up against the garage door and the shit is coming down on it's like about to get to her head. And I'm like, you're gonna get squished. And I immediately go.
You saved the day.
I saved that. I grab the lift gate. I go Superman on the bitch. Wow. And I fucking shove that lift gate. But no, the lift gate's a bitch. My sister-in-law and I are on good terms.
That's nice.
I push the lift gate up, and then we now at this point we can enjoy a nice laugh about it.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, it's like you almost got your face hurt by the car.
You almost got your fucking head cut off.
And that's why I get to go in the rain and pick up the car because you know, I'm the protector of the whole family unit. You know
what the worst part is? Nobody asks how you're feeling about
right.
it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, by the way.
Nobody comes up to me after I save my sister-in-law from the lift gate shutting too fast and puts one of those little reflective blankets over my shoulder, you know,
yeah.
hands me a teddy bear, okay. You know.
You got to be all right, buddy.
We got to get your mom over here in just a minute. Nobody does that for me, you know. I just have to fucking suck. And now I'm like, sometimes.
Yeah, you have fucking flashbacks. Of the.
I mean, sometimes at night, you know, I'm going to sleep. I'm dozing off and I go, My wife, she leans over, she goes, lift gate again?
Lift gate.
Yeah, the lift gate dream again?
Yes.
And then it's pills, and then, you know, it's just this whole fucking, but anyways. I don't understand what the point of this thing is. I think.
This is a funny invent. This is something I would make up for a real or fake or something.
Yes,
like a,
yes.
This is so silly.
This is a Mr. Inventor's invention.
And the funding was unsuccessful?
$1,178 to $5K from 13 backers. You know, I'm not even that reliable with an umbrella.
Right.
But the Umbrella Buddy going for $29 at 52% off means full retail for this motherfucker was going to be, what is that, like almost $60?
Umbrella's so funny, man.
My umbrella doesn't cost that much.
It's either in the coat closet.
Yeah.
Or it's in the back of the car, you know, and you're like, I don't remember where the fucking, because rain.
Yeah.
It's not raining all the time.
No, it's not. Well, it can't rain all the time.
Rain's like once in a while. You know?
Right.
And you're like, God damn, I wish I had my fucking umbrella, but I'm not in one of the two places where it's in. So right. I guess I'm just fucked. Doesn't really matter ultimately that much anyway.
I guess I'll just get wet and be uncomfortable for about 10 minutes. Yeah.
I've never been like, oh, it's raining outside. I should pack my umbrella. It's never happened.
It's tough to be that forward thinking, I find. Yeah. No, I think you're right.
I can't possibly get water on my jacket.
Right. Yeah. You don't have a jacket either?
In the 5 feet from my back door to my car in the parking lot.
I know. It's just, and then it's like, are there going to be times where you have the umbrella, but not the Umbrella Buddy?
Yeah.
It's like, well, now I thought I had everything, you know, then you're really fucked. I don't know. That was a cute one. God bless him. The next one is, I don't feel quite as good about. This is from Paris, France. It's called Futuristic Glasses for the Sophisticated. We are creating a visionary, pun intended.
Creating a visionary series of futuristic eyewear.
Yeah.
Designed for the bold, sophisticated individuals who aren't afraid to stand out.
And basically what you have here is some Blade Runner looking people and things.
Yeah, these are some ugly glasses on top of some, I guess, what would these people be? They would be like,
what is the, like I'm trying to think of.
What's that lady's name?
Did you ever read, Tilda Swinton is who you're thinking of, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was thinking more of the, did you ever read The Time Machine?
Yes.
Morlocks and Eloy?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
This is kind of Eloy, very soft looking Eloy people with their high tech glasses and lenses that do all kinds of. Whatever happened to the Eloy? You know, the Eloy folks, I don't know. They say we should. These glasses are, so there's no video on this. You just see these weird pictures. This is from Vitaly Zoma. He's an accessory designer. He has two higher educations. This hasn't got me beat. He's got a Academy of Arts and then a master's degree training in the creation of shoes and accessories. That's interesting.
Well, hell.
I work with visual images. I love strong silhouettes, French culture, and irony. You ever hear about a guy where you go like, I wonder how you make money to support yourself?
Right. Yeah.
Can't. Everything you just said, I can't fathom how you have turned that into something that generates food for you.
Especially, an artist guy, you know.
And I think it's cool when they do. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this one I could care less about. But I mean, for the most part, I think artists.
But it's all like, it's all, you know, not knowing anything about it. It's obviously fakery. This guy's on Kickstarter, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, this is not,
He's got the polished, images on here like it's an Apple advertisement something like that.
But
you're on Kickstarter.
Clearly, you would be able to tell looking at this because of the shading and stuff like that, right? Like there's not even.
Yeah.
These would not even be, I guess these would be proof of concept? No, maybe not even that, right? Like these are just mock-ups.
Do I think that this is cool that a guy made his own thing or whatever the fuck, even though it looks fucking ugly as shit?
I don't think he made it, though. Wow. What does it mean to have made something? Let's start there. What does it mean?
You're designing.
He drew it.
Some glasses.
He drew it.
Yeah, right.
Is that making it?
Difference between concept and production,
right?
Yeah.
Did he make it? Is there even? Here's the question.
You come in.
Is there even a way to make these? We don't know because there's no like right. This is just like a. This is a picture.
Right.
This is just a picture. Our eyewear is made from 100% natural raw materials, acetate. I think that's what they're all made of. Right? I wouldn't know that acetate is a real. I wouldn't know that acetate is a raw material for one. That's news to me. But also, I think that's what they're all made of.
First step is to create physical prototypes. So they're not created.
So we're not there yet.
These are just concepts. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess that happens.
Well, I mean, look at the tools that he, that's cool too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I will say it looks, these look like normal glasses you could get anywhere.
This actually looks like Dan's desk.
It does. It does.
Ashtray and stuff.
Yeah. A little wrench and stuff like that. Yeah. That's a toothbrush also.
There's an Arby's there.
That's how you know that's not Dan's desk. I see two toothbrushes. Sorry, Dan. I'm just kidding. Sponsors now. It says sponsor selection will be next. And the sponsors will get to review and select the glasses. That almost seems anathema to the creative process that we're embarking upon.
Right.
No?
Yeah.
Why would that be the second?
These early partners will have a say in shaping the first collection and will gain exclusive access to the pieces before public release.
Well, that kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Why is it up to these guys? I'm seeing the concepts now. I like the concepts. Now you're telling me you're going
to
go.
Yeah, what do I get to do with it?
Partner with ConAgra?
Yeah. I
or what have you?
I would be open to it.
Yeah.
Packaging and presentation. Early launch offer here, and then reviews of our work from various people. This looks like something that maybe he got when he graduated college.
How about a pair of glasses, but it's like two ears of corn on the arms of it? So it's like you have two pieces of corn on both sides of your head.
That's funny.
And it's like sponsored by ConAgra or Monsanto.
Would it be too much to make the part around the lenses like popped corn?
Ooh.
You kind of, it's almost like the different lives of corn.
That is fucking great.
Pop that corn, the glasses. It could be kind of a fun.
Pop that corn, the glasses.
That's kind of a fun thing. Yeah, what would another, this just looks like a Beavis and Butthead drawing here.
It does, yeah.
What another kind of cool glasses to be? Well, here's one I don't think is particularly cool.
I think
cool.
They nailed it, you know, with the, there's nowhere to go from.
What if this lady had,
stinks.
What if this lady had two lungs
lung-shaped
and a wishbone?
Lenses.
And I just drew that picture over a model's face and said it's mine.
Yeah.
Doesn't really seem like anything has happened yet. I don't think.
Yeah. Oh.
What if there was one that was like almost a riff on like 3D glasses, how there was the blue and the red?
Mm-hmm.
Could you kind of like make those like papery cardboard glasses into like take the acetate and make them like real glasses, and they don't have a 3D effect. They're just normal lenses, but they kind of
look that way.
They just look like something you would discard out of the
movie
theater.
You should be an artist, dude.
That's kind of artistic, what I just thought of.
Are you sure you're not artistic?
Moving on.
Didn't your doctor say you were
artistic? $0 pledge, no. $0 pledge of 24,445. That is 21,000 euros. Zero backers, 62 hours to go as of this recording. So this thing's long gone. Sorry, I had a little I had a little thing in my throat when I said that. Long on. It sounds like that. Remember when that dog or the cat? Remember when that cat said, "Well, long Johnson."
Oh,
I was doing that. For 389 euro, you can get some of the glasses that don't exist.
Whoa, Don Piano. Whoa, Long Johnson.
God, it's so funny when some of the animals do some crazy shit, man.
You start talking like that fucking guy, little guy on Twin Peaks.
Yeah, dude.
Talking about shit from there.
What
do we got? A spam?
Hey, speaking of corn, that's what the thing is they keep talking about in that.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Yeah. What is it called?
Some kind of corn thing.
It's called
corn.
I know what the fucking thing is called.
Twin Peaks corn.
Something, oh, boy.
I wish David Lunch were here.
I know.
Garmon Bozia.
Garmon
Bozia. It was cream corn.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But this will really flip your biscuit. There's actually a hidden meaning behind that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. More than meets the eye with those characters. Okay, well, this is good. Look, how about this next one here? This is cool. This is called Taste Picks. Hey, don't mind if I do.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Taste Picks. The next evolution in food and social media. You want to upload and rate others' homemade recipes?
Okay.
Did you want to view live order statuses and tip local chefs?
Not really.
Well, join the launch of our new Taste Picks app. Now, if you can explain this one to me, I'd love to get a better understanding. Taste Picks is a social media app designed for food lovers, creators, and professionals in the culinary space. Users can upload photos of food. Hold on. You're telling me there's a whole application?
A whole new social media network. Just what we needed.
You can upload photos of food there. You can rate dishes using a simple green fork or red fork system. Doughboys who?
Wow.
And share their own recipes that include ingredients and preparation steps, which can also be accessed through a saute pan icon beside the posted. You don't need to say
the.
Don't
say what the icon.
I don't care what the icon. The app also features a dedicated chef's hat icon meant to display real-time kitchen progress view for participating restaurants, allowing users to see their orders being made while they wait and even tip the chef directly to their verified Taste Pick chef profile.
You are stupid, dude.
I know. Yeah, you just. I don't know, man.
That is so stupid and boring.
That's what's so hard for me to rectify my viewpoint of, like, if you have an idea that gets this far, it's clear no one has ever said,
right,
that's stupid. But I also know that it doesn't feel good to tell someone that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sympathetic to the people who have welched on their social compact with this guy. You have to tell this guy he's stupid before he gets this far.
Right.
It's not fair to him. It's not fair to him that he would do this.
It's mean.
It's mean to
all
let
these,
him.
All these people who's friends with him who keep gassing him up about it, you
they're
belong
actually,
in jail.
They're the bad guys. They should be under the jail, which is worse. He's an entrepreneur, photographer.
Jail basement.
That's where they keep all of the...
It's cold down here.
Brr.
Unfinished jail basement.
Oh, crap. It's not even... I thought it would at least be a cool... like a bachelor pad.
No, it floods.
Damn it.
So they can't put carpet down there,
Yeah, that's... Actually, that does happen in the top of the jails, too, which is really not good. Entrepreneur, photographer, musician, and adventurer. I would scale it down. Because it's not... Taste Picks includes a community space for sharing food experiences, a catering section. There's a catering section.
Of course. Yeah.
For upcoming entrepreneurs to manage bookings. I think I'll have my wedding catered by an upcoming entrepreneur in the Taste Picks app. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does that make sense? I think I will give an upcoming entrepreneur in the Taste Picks app $10,000 to, I don't know what catering costs at a wedding. $5,000.
Same app that I use to watch them make my spaghetti.
Well,
it's that app.
Right. Yeah. It's also the app where I upload a picture of my Chick-fil-A and say, look at this.
They fucked it up.
I don't know. But all of these, this is all for foodies. It's all for foodies. A platform designed to bring people together through food, empowering both everyday users and those who make food their craft. I'm really sorry.
They need a AI Anthony Bourdain on here talking about how
just,
to say
it. Just do that. Honestly, just do that. It would have made.
I wish
it,
this was around when I was alive. Second.
So sorry I died. Follow our Instagrams to take a peek into our daily lifestyles. One of them is Grillifornia. I'm not even going to click on it. I'm not
follow
gonna,
our Instagrams.
That's not even. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Don't work with your team to bring this together. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. I feel like I'm being a downer.
Taste Picks.
0 of 75 grand. It was unsuccessful.
75? And then we got the spam comment here. And then, of course, he's replying to it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your incredible generosity and interest in Taste Picks. We'll prepare the project details and follow up with you.
You stupid bastard.
By email on Monday. In the meantime, you're also welcome to send your preferred contact info to their official email so we can arrange a phone call on Monday as well if interested. Buddy, you're not built for it. I'm really sorry.
You're lost, brother.
You are lost. You're totally lost. In this world, I get it, but you got to have your head on a swivel a little bit better than that. What was the rewards for Taste Picks? Behind the scenes content for $50.
100 uploads.
That's
or something like that.
$100, you can meet the creators of Taste Picks. You have got to be absolutely fucked. I'm sorry. I just reloaded the same page. I was so pissed off about it.
You gotta calm down.
Please. I know I need to calm down, but I'm so mad that
The logo's ugly too.
The logo's ugly as well. Yes. Hey, here's a cool logo though. In a world overloaded with trends, how about something with character? Well, this is something called. I don't know what that is.
This looks like, the image for this, I don't know what this is. This image for this looks like a hat that they would wear. You ever watch Bill and Ted? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or something? Yeah. When they go into the future.
Right.
And they'd see all the people with the pastel clothes.
It's clear the prop department just took something that existed and like kind of did like a little swirly. Yeah. It's like a fun aesthetic. Like we get it. Yeah. But this is a hat with like a little, almost like what? Like a little, like those mountains you see in the background of Mario. Like
little
swoopy.
Yeah.
It says something big is about to crown your head.
Nice point of reference for our listeners who only know stuff about video games.
I know. Only Mario related stuff. This Italian guy reminds me of Mario a little bit, if you know him. who else? Luigi, maybe. So, I don't know. This says S-F-E-R-A-V-E. I don't...
Sfera V.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't even know if that's what the thing is called. Doesn't see...
Sfera V.
It's no one's
like a
name.
Fucking lotion or something.
Actually, it is.
I guess that is.
Do you use that lotion?
CeraVe, yes.
I do, too.
That's face good. Wash.
I need a good... I need a good... And I'm going to put this out there for everybody. I need a good... face lotion with SPF because I get that. I have the little bottle of the CeraVe maybe or the little bottle of Aveeno maybe, but I feel like it's I feel like sometimes it gets in my eyes and it burns my eyes and it's always such a small bottle and I can't find it anywhere. Like it's not at Costco. Like I just have to get the little like $12 bottle of stuff. I just want SPF on my face every day, just a little bit of moisturizing. I don't know if anybody has any tips.
Nope, not me. Okay. I have some hand lotion that's really, has a good smell to it.
What is that
it's
one?
It's got a good taste.
Is that the
D.S. Ndurga.
D.S. Ndurga, that's the guy
that's
who like.
Good shit, bro.
Yeah, that's expensive. Oh, you get that fucking Macy's or something?
Yeah.
You go to Macy's, don't you?
I go to Macy's.
This bitch goes to Macy's, yeah.
I say hey to the girls working there.
Yeah, and they put it in the big hat box.
We got it for you.
Yeah, like in Pretty Woman, you walk out of Macy's with all the fucking hat boxes. Let's watch the video.
Wear what no one dares to imagine in a world where fashion repeats
sounds itself, real.
One vision dares to stand out.
Yeah, welcome take a breath.
CeraVe, a brand born from passion, creativity, and rebellion against the ordinary. Our hats are not just accessories, they're statements. Every design is original, expressive, and made for those who dare to wear what no one else does. I'm Anita, and I started CeraVe to bring bold
fuck
design
off
into everyday
this fucking
life.
AI.
These are not mass-produced hats. They are wearable art.
They're ass-produced.
What do you think about this one?
MKE.
I'm thinking
almost me.
Look, see the little I on top of the M?
Yeah.
Dude, this is you. That's the mic hat.
That's the mic hat.
Would you not look absolutely stunning in that?
That shit.
I love how every panel is a totally different color for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
The letters seem to be embroidered one on top of the other.
Oh, 100% just fully AI.
Yeah, but still. Look at this one. This is the one that really blew me away. This is like a regular like dad cap, but then the front of it appears to be like it somehow has like a pocket on the inside of it going upward.
That stinks.
It looks like somebody took a frontwards hat and then put a backwards hat on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like cut off the secondary bill.
Really ugly hat designed by AI, of course.
So it has no idea where anything should go. Like this one goes over your ears. This one looks like the hat is wearing a thong.
That's stupid. That sucks.
It's not even. There's nothing about it that's even, it doesn't touch anything. There'd be no way to make that even. This one just has a weird symbol on it. Oh, this one looks like that one. Did you ever see the lady who was with Donald Sterling? Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
The lady who was with Donald Sterling and she wore the visor to like protect from the paparazzi.
I think I do remember that. Donald Sterling woman.
I forget her name. V. Stiviano. That was her name. V. God, I love that story so much.
Oh, this. The fucking full face
the
visor.
The full face visor, yeah.
I never saw that, no.
Yeah, she would wear
this.
Oh, my
God, she looks crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird that she would wear this
around.
Well,
this is probably during COVID.
I honestly think it was like 15 years ago at this point, which is unbelievable. I want to see if I can get the video of her. If you've never seen...
The woman behind... V. Stiviano, the woman behind the mask is what the YouTube is called here.
Oh, man. The interview with Barbara Walters is so fucking good, dude. I'm going to see if I can find the good part of this.
ABC.
I don't want to listen to this whole fucking shit.
Explain the mask.
I can't believe this motherfucker's got a Barbara Walters! Where is she says something really strange. V Stiviano.
People didn't know who I was until I put on the mask. So she said.
That's what she said, yes.
Now I need to suck Donald Sterling's old cock. If you'll excuse me.
I gotta put this in the fucking YouTube transcript generator thing so I can go to this.
You're coming out of your old cock. It's getting all over the place.
I was born in the cum of an old man, yes. Do you like those movies?
Timely Bane, ref. When did that movie come out? 2011?
2016? Pretty long time ago, man. Yeah, long time ago. But I thought it's good. I kind of like
it. Thank you. I think I've seen it maybe once or twice.
You thinking about going back and watching it again?
I should go back and watch it again.
Why not?
I remember it being good.
Yeah.
I remember the Bane guy being annoying in his voice. No, why would you choose to do that?
I think it's a good I think it's a cool choice. I defend the choice. I really do.
Well, what else you got to do, I guess?
No, you got to do something.
He's highly more traumatized and hurt by the things that he's said. Himself. I think he can't even believe or understand sometimes the things he says, and I think he's hurt by it.
So to be clear, this is the whole thing. This was like
was a she This was him on, he was on a phone call, right? Saying.
Well, he basically spent his whole life being an evil bastard.
I remember now. She was being seen with these basketball players or something, and he said something racist about it. I think I remember that.
He said a ton of weird racist stuff about her.
And she seems like an airhead.
She's a space alien for sure. But yeah, he was just this nasty guy that finally got forced out of the NBA because he owned the Clippers. But and so she goes on, after all these weird pictures and stuff like that, then she, and he's dead now too, so that's
cool. Oh.
He's hurting right now.
Not now, but
he probably is. He's in hell.
Should apologize. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Did you discuss this with him?
Yes.
Will he apologize?
Only God knows.
She is so weird.
Can you tell me what your relationship with Donald Sterling is?
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man. I'm Mr. Sterling everything. I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
Silly rabbit.
I call myself.
Did you hear
that? That's what I call myself.
She said, does he call you that? And he said, no.
That's what I call myself.
Man. I'm Mr. Sterling everything. I'm his confidant.
Dude.
His best friend. His silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. That's I call myself.
I say, okay.
I joke around and I make him laugh. I do things that...
I joke around, I make him laugh.
Very silly. Or I do things that sometimes people can understand our relationship. I'm his everything. Our relationship started off me working for Mr. Sterling and his nonprofit organization.
See, he was a good guy. He had a nonprofit. And you guys want to tear him down and kill him and make him dead?
He's still alive, dude.
Donald Sterling?
Yeah.
I thought he died.
So Wikipedia says is, so it's a good indication.
I'm pretty sure he died. Nope, he's still alive. Wow.
Insane photo.
That's insane. I really thought he was dead.
No, he's still out there.
I wonder what he's doing now or how he and...
Sounds like he's helping charity.
That's awesome. In 2012, Sterling began treatment for prostate cancer. By May 2014, which is when this interview aired, or was uploaded to YouTube anyway, according to multiple doctors, Sterling was in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. He was deemed mentally unfit to continue to lead the financial affairs of the Sterling Family Trust. Oh, that's how it got sold. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess he spent the last 10 years being totally insane.
Right on. Yeah.
That is very cool. So I hope he and V. Stiviano are very happy together.
I'm his right hand arm. Leg.
Man. Anyways, that's what this hat is.
With your support, we can bring this collection to life. Help us launch Sparrow V and be part of a bold new chapter. Back this project today and wear what you stand for. Join us.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I will. Back you. Let's see what the one comment is. And it's been deleted. You already know. You already know.
They create anything else? Or is this the only thing?
This is first created. Okay. Yeah. This is a great hat here.
That is great. Yeah. Like a Kuji type pattern.
Yeah.
Use of AI.
I think
they use AI in that.
Let's see here. First, the introductory video is produced with the help of AI, which is assisted in scripting, editing, creating visual elements. The hat designs are AI. The text is also AI. Descriptions, calls to action, social media messaging is AI. And that makes everything sound good. I don't have consent, but guess what? I don't require it either because I came up with the ideas. So,
okay.
Bingo bango. That's all you need to know about this project, which seems to be
an AI hat.
The AI hat.
Very cool.
3 to 4 months, they say they're going to be delivering this stuff. $47 for one hat there. You can only get 5 of those. 55 for this one.
I want you to come up with the ultimate hat. No. Ultimater than that.
$75 for... What's the distinction?
That's stupid.
None of these exist. There's nothing. Don't say this one is called Wine Breeze. Don't say this hat is called Wine Breeze.
That's ugly, man. Free shipping. Missed a G on that.
This one is called Free Border, and this one is called Energy. Those are the three hat types.
That is crazy, dude.
$10,400, $0. There you go.
You crazy Italian bastard.
That's not what's going on there, but we'll keep it moving. This one is called, I don't even want to include this one.
Come on. Oh, Mr. JF, can we please see it?
I just want to say this is not my fault.
One Support Pass app. Help us launch our human first platform where asking for support is celebrated. Privacy is power and belonging is radical.
This is maybe the ultimate heart is in the right place, but I don't know what you're trying to accomplish project. And so I'm sorry for that.
This isn't just an app.
I don't like that.
Already.
It's just the first thing.
Let's get over it. Let's get over that. Let's move past it. Me, everybody. Absolutely everybody. Absolutely everybody.
The One Support Pass is the inclusion revolution. It's an app for every person for their whole life. Some people are born with more difficulties than others and need a little bit more support. And for everyone, change happens and we can all go through stressful times. The last thing we need when we're struggling is the stress of admin, finding support and communicating our needs.
The One Support Pass is simple. It's accessible, it's secure, and it's ready to share.
It's for the vegetarian, the carer, the parent, the person living with allergies or chronic pain, as well as those with religious or cultural differences.
I don't know.
We will help you explore your individuality and suggest support you can ask for based on what other people like you are asking for right now.
We make the fuss so you don't have to. You can just sign up, explore your needs, and start sharing with employers, education, or service providers.
Okay, so I don't disagree with the premise that more inclusion would be great, and we are not a society that is built upon that principle right now, or maybe ever.
We will be great soon.
Mr. Trunch is making
it happen.
But here's the problem. You can't say we're developing an app where you can put all of your requirements, be they, you know, physical differences, religious differences, whatever. You upload all this stuff, and then you NFC tap your employer, and then they will respect all of your needs in the workplace. Or you take it to a restaurant, and they scan your card and know that you're allergic to shrimp. It actually doesn't seem like there should be one app that is both like, I'm allergic to shrimp, and there should be wheelchair accessible ramps at City Hall so I can go in and make my voice heard at the town meeting. Those seem like different apps to start with, right?
We see these kinds of apps all the time, and where people's hearts are right place, they want to fill a need that isn't being filled by our fucking shitty society that we live in.
Understood.
There's all of the, I mean, I'm not I'm exhausted.
You get it. You live
you
here.
Know what the fart's going on.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, let's pick up the slack by like making an app or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, dog, the problem is so much bigger than that.
It's not even, you're not getting there with that. And one of the creators here is a wheelchair user. So again, it's not even like somebody sticking their nose where it don't belong, trying to turn a dollar off of somebody. Yeah. It's not even that. It's just like, I don't even know where to begin with you guys. You know, I really don't.
Shit, like, you know, people need like help with services and like, especially now, like where to find food or where to go to get, you know, X, Y, Z.
Well, like we were talking about, so much of this is it falls to private. Right. You know, industry or volunteer.
Or, you're like, you know, public defenders or whatever. And it's like these guys have all of the resources because they do this stuff all day in, day out. It's not like common knowledge or anything like that. You know, it's like,
no,
it's hard to track down. I mean, forget it. If you're homeless and you have no access to like transportation, Wi-Fi, a phone number. Oh, you have to be at this place.
Then Gavin Newsom comes in with a fucking bulldozer.
We set up a meeting for you on Tuesday at 9:00. You have to be across town. And it's like, I walk everywhere or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have money for the bus. I don't have money for it's all these things. And it's like, You just got to figure it out because there's no fucking safety nets or whatever.
No.
Or if there are, they're like you said, privately funded or, you know, run by these like
weird merit-based, weird hoops requirements, religious affiliations. Yeah.
There's housing available. You just have to, leave the shelter at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, great.
Come back at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's set up because it's like, oh, we need to get these guys out looking for jobs or whatever. Whatever, fuck it. You're at the behest of these fucking groups and these...
Somebody's weird Randian philosophy about life is now your problem.
Republican fucking city council or whatever the fuck. It's like, we don't want these guys. You know what I mean? It's like... Yeah. It's all nasty.
It's
and then you got these guys being like, we're gonna solve it by, it's like, bro,
I can't. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Man.
It sucks, man.
The impact. Yeah. Imagine a wheelchair user who knows in advance that a new bank branch is accessible. They should all be.
That should I get it because you're like, is the ADA gonna be rolled back? Is that going to be abolished? Are they going to take out the wheelchair ramps and all the federal buildings or something? I mean, you really don't know, but it's crazy to even talk about. But.
A parent who has an autistic child and they can hand over a pass to teachers without endless meetings.
Without endless meetings? Well,
you have to meet with the teacher.
Don't want to meet with your teacher?
Why would you
give them like a QR code or something? Here, go learn about my kid. That's insane.
Oh, they're autistic. Yeah. So I guess I'm just good from here then. Thanks. Yeah, that's not even, that's a weird concept of what that would be. A Muslim woman who doesn't have to repeatedly explain why she needs a chaperone. Now, I'm not going to get into all that. But but if you're thinking there's a world where that is something that will happen, I don't know what to tell you there.
You're a guy and you're like, hey, how come they got this guy with you? And she shows you a QR code or something. You scan and then you learn about Muslim people or something. What are you talking about?
Okay. A different kind of fundamentalism. Interesting. I'm learning. Thank you so much.
That's crazy, man.
A young person with allergies who can feel confident that their needs are respected. This is all what One Support Pass unlocks. It's a secure personal pass that belongs to you throughout your whole life. You get this for the rest of your life, this pass.
Right on.
We help explore your needs. We share your needs with the right people at the right time. We help you manage who has access to your information, allowing you to delete connections when they no longer need that information. So that's cool. This is like an intermediary between you and employers, government organizations, private companies, schools. 93% of carers miss out on activities they'd love to do because caring responsibilities get in the way. How could that possibly be ameliorated by an app that has the carer's responsibilities written down in it?
I was out clapping for carers the other day. My wife got sucked off during it. I was peeved, man.
Yeah. Because you were just trying to clap for carers, right?
What was that? It was the Guardian or something?
Yeah, I think.
Clapping
for carers.
My wife.
Sucked off neighbor.
Sucked off the neighbor while clapping. Yeah. I was clapping for. That's so great.
Really, really good.
British people got the lock on headline stuff like that.
They are really good at it.
So clutch.
They're really, really good at it. Listen, I'm not going to. It's just whatever. You guys do it to it. I'm not trying to say nothing.
I know exactly who has my information. And I can delete that connection whenever I want.
Yeah, good luck.
I love it that my equality information gets shared anonymously with my work. So I still count, but I'm not singled out.
How would your information, if
you're
you
the
have
only
specific...
one with the app, you know, I guess you have to have everybody with the app or whatever.
How, if you have specific requirements, how are you not single? I mean, I know this is not, it's not good, but
I love learning about other people's experiences.
We all
You're baldy.
Sometimes.
Don't say he's...
With your backing, we'll launch the One Support Pass and help millions of people.
We're a social enterprise.
Oh, here he is again.
So we reinvest all profits for social good. We're already building the app. Funded
Very
by
British our music, too, in the background.
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone. I don't know what to tell you. $105 pledged of $84,000. What are we doing there? $84,000?
Do it for Boris, lads.
And then, of course, you can be an officially named backer for $100. That's not doing it, basically, no matter how much you believe in whatever this is. This one might also be an accessibility issue, Mike, but I simply had to put it on here because I think there's something of note you'll want to see.
Glow Lace.
This is the Glow Lace. Light up every step. Light them up up, up. Come on now. It's your shoelaces. What if they light it up in the dark?
There we go.
Not just shoelaces. Glow Lace is the future of footwear. And I'll tell you right now, 2752 of 20,000. So
unsuccessful.
No, wow. It is not the future. Now, here are the rewards. This is why I want to... Hey, glow-in-the-dark shoelaces, that's on some K-Swiss when I was in middle school shit. I'm not really. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
What the fucking, you know, the...
Some Vans squirrely, or something. Yeah.
That fucking...
Yeah. They look like curly
laces.
Fries.
Yeah, the curly fry laces.
But this is... this
being an adult man with those... I don't have to fucking tie my...
Isn't this cool? I don't have to tie my shoes.
Saw these at the mall. I don't have to tie my shoes.
Now, this is what it is. It says, smart safety. Next-gen GPS tracking keeps parents at ease. Know your child's location with every step they take. So, some part of these glow laces is GPS activated. I don't know what. Now, you also... I'm sure you're looking at this GIF right here wondering what's going on. It says rewards for every backer. From glow lace tiers and collector bundles to helmets, glowing leashes, exclusive tattoos, and VIP events. And then it's the form factor of what looks to be some kind of scratcher, like a lottery scratcher.
Yeah, it looks like I won some.
Yeah, more on that in a minute. No tie freedom. Our clip-on capsule tightens or looses instantly. No knots, no hassle, just the future of laces. This is also something that doesn't exist. Some mock-up here. What we're creating, Glow Lace isn't just a shoelace, it's the future at your feet. Imagine laces that light up your style, protect your kids, and tighten with a click. It's safety, freedom, and fun. No more tying, no more tripping hazards, no more laces coming undone. I mean, whose issue? I don't know. I don't have this problem.
I saw a guy in that store who was walking around in his shoes, both of the shoes. It was in public, so they had both his fucking shoes untied, just walking around like that.
That's
so
tough.
It's so funny. He was like a grown adult man. Who looked otherwise normal.
Yeah.
Well, he's just walking around.
Wasn't getting it in the shoe tying department. Glow Lace is phase one of something much bigger. In just 27 days, phase two drops. We can't say too much yet, but trust us, it's going to flip the game.
Oh, shit.
And for one lucky backer, the almighty golden ticket. Inside one Glow Lace package, someone will find the golden ticket. That means exclusive perks, early access, and VIP treatment for the next evolution. This isn't just another Kickstarter. It's a movement. And you can prove you were here at the start with the very first real Glow Lace in your hands. Starting now, every Glow Lace backer gets an early golden ticket. I thought it was just one Glow Lace. Yeah,
it's a movement. A bowel movement.
Yeah, a bowel movement. This isn't just a thank you. It's your all-access pass to our next upcoming project. What does it unlock?
This isn't just.
This unlocks exclusive prizes and giveaways, meet and greets with the Glow Lace team, free tattoo sessions from Mobile Ink Tattoos LLC, and of course, a surprise collab with a special famous rapper.
Whoa.
Glow Lace is more than a product, it's a community.
Jesus, three of them?
Back today, and you're locked in for the journey ahead. You got to secure that golden ticket, which is also named here as the Almighty Diamond ticket.
Confused.
What is this? What even is it? It's laces, I guess, but what could possibly be...
Laces, a child tracker, and a...
The automatic tire, wrap.
Willy Wonka ticket.
There's going to be a wrap in this at some point. The special surprise is $1. That's a special surprise for you guys. Hmm. And then you can add a golden ticket for $1. I thought it was just one.
I thought it was just like, it was random, I thought.
Then there's also a 3D Glow Lace prototype sticker. For $15 extra. And then you can see the sticker of what it would look like. For $12, you get a thank you and a golden ticket. And you can add another golden ticket if you want. And then for $25, you get some of the glow laces. And then you can add a golden ticket on for that. Hmm. And then you can get $200, the collector's edition. And that gets you four pairs of glow laces. But it does say it's just one.
Okay.
But that's perfect for collectors.
Gotcha.
So.
I gotta know who that rapper is.
What can I put you down for today?
It said a famous rapper.
It said a famous rapper, and famous was capitalized, yeah.
Damn. Who's the most famous rapper?
Eminem, probably.
Fabulous?
It might be Fabulous, yeah. And then he's also replying to the spam comment here.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Yeah. What's your favorite Fabulous?
I would have to look it up. I don't know.
Does he have a verse on Ghetto Superstar?
I could not tell you one of his songs.
What's his famous song? No, I don't think he... No, or does he? No, that's Praz featuring Old Dirty Bastard and Maya, my mistake. I used to love that song. He had a song called Bad Bitch.
Did he?
Yeah. His album... Whoa!
Whoa.
Maybe other people know this. Did you know that Fabulous's album, Ghetto Fabulous, debuted on September 11th, 2001? That is the honest to God truth.
Damn.
How crazy is that?
Wow.
Oh, and the single off that was so good. Can't deny it.
I don't think I remember it.
Y'all can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't want to bang with me.
Well, that's Rough Riders. Oh, that's DMX.
I don't know. Something, you know. Well, I'm sure this one's good too.
Well, that's
that was right because that's the Nate Dogg hook on
that's
it.
That's the Nate Dogg hook on it.
Yeah, from Tupac's Ambitions as a Writer. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yes, Tupac.
Yes, Tupac Shakur. Yes.
Old pieces of shit.
Old guys. DJ Clue was on this shit. Just Blaze was on this shit.
Who was that rap artist?
The Neptunes produced Youngin' Hollaback. That was another single off.
I remember Fabulous being hot for a minute.
Fabulous had, he also had the look in the cars and everything, man, because he would have those low riders and he'd have the hoodie pulled up and stuff. It was a cool thing. Right around September 11th, 2001, I was really getting into hip hop gangster rap and I was enjoying the stylings of Fabulous.
Yeah, do you have the latest numbers from our... No, it's... There's been an attack. America is under attack.
Well, Fabulous, they hate our freedom, so... damn, that is crazy, man. That is crazy. What's My Name, he did.
John, I tried to David sign up Jackson. To the Army the day that happened, man.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Barbara Walters
16,
is dead.
Man.
Barbara Walters did pass away. She,
damn it,
she is a dead person now. So that's interesting. Glow Lace, Light Up Every Step, 2752 of 20K from Six Backers. No fucking idea what that guy's on, but it's insane. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I'll let this guy track my kids.
Yeah, this guy can track my kids for sure. First of all, there seems to be a good mechanism for that, as explained in the Kickstarter. Sounds like a famous rapper is going to be taking them under his wing. This one's called Pause for Prayer Inspirational Book. Mike, this is a collection of 90 daily prayers inspired by the antics and affections of God's creatures. And the image we have here is one of those little piece of shit dogs pretending to do a prayer, which I'm not falling for. There's no way you can do that. This is in the category of literary spaces, the rarely used literary spaces category on Kickstarter. You don't see that one too often. This one comes to us from Adam Spencer, who is the founder and president
Spencer's Gifts.
Of Spencer's Gifts, as well as Furlanthropy, a national charity committed to preventing the suffering of pets. Furlanthropy sounds a lot like philanthropy.
Oh.
So.
I'm just now seeing that.
Pause for Prayer Book is the perfect gift for animal lovers and pet family members of all ages. Enjoy a collection of 90 daily prayers. Couldn't quite get to 100. these furry blessings are a reflection of God's unconditional love, encouraging us to find joy and peace every day. And here's one. Looks like a small kitten along with a dog.
Friends.
God, I pray you would protect and strengthen the love I share with those closest to me. Amen. And then a Bible verse, Colossians 3:14, which is just some normal shit from the Bible.
Yay, I spoke to them about going out in the desert.
Right. Hey, who cares? Your financial investment will allow me to self-publish the book for availability online and print a minimum of 500 copies. Please note, no money raised through this Kickstarter campaign will be donated to charity. Understood. I got it. I know. Obviously, this is all going to go towards the book. Here's a picture of a sleeping puppy, and it says, God, I pray that you would wrap me in your presence and by your Holy Spirit renew me physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Amen.
So are we creating the dog images in AI and then matching them to Bible verses?
I think these are
easy idea.
These are stock images, I think, that he probably...
Well, you can't just use stock images. You're in trouble.
He paid for like the $9.99 monthly pass.
Yeah. Well, you can't use it in a commercial setting.
You can. Yeah, you can. You can get the commercial license on a monthly basis, and it's not retroactive, but it's to the extent that you create it in that time period, you can use the license.
That's silly.
But then I would also push back on your idea that these are matched in any way to the pictures because they are completely randomized.
They're just animals with their eyes closed, and one of them says, like, God, I know that some days I'm exhausted and worn out. And then there's a Bible verse.
And the Bible verse kind of, in the same way that they all kind of can mean whatever you want them to mean, it kind of seems like it has something to do with it.
The Bible is like that.
Well, anyways.
You can apply different verses to anything in your life.
I think this one is a bunny rabbit because it's give me ears to hear, and rabbits have big ears.
Do they?
So that's one thing I guess you could say for it. Here's one where most of it is taken up by like just blank white space, and then it's two dogs and
two corgis and a kitty cat
with the docked ears, which is so cute.
Is that what is the in between? Is that some weird?
This is the dog's other. Okay, see how he's kind of like.
I thought it was like a AI.
I did too, but no, this is his little ear. I pray for extra patience today. Is that because there's three animals? Yeah, maybe?
That's the cat saying it.
Oh,
because he's fucking sick of this fucking shit.
Okay, yeah. Pause for prayer is a fur-tastic gift idea. Whatever. This bums me out. Think of this guy's life. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Think about this. In 2020, I self-printed a flimsy booklet with 30 original pet-inspired prayers.
Don't buy itself.
I know.
That's a... You know,
you've soldier, you can rest now. I gave away more than 150 copies, and the response was overwhelmingly positive.
I gave away.
I self-printed and sold 200 more copies of the booklet for $10 each to try and cover the printing costs. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, see, you don't think about people printing out self-published pet prayer booklets during the pandemic. You just think about all the old people who died in New York City. Because of the pandemic and inflation at the time, the cost of printing skyrocketed and I couldn't afford it. For 5 years, friends, family, coworkers, and strangers have asked me if they could buy a copy of the booklet.
That's cap.
Well.
The gift of the guy running out with the big hat.
Big hat. A local Hallmark store said they would pre-order 100 copies. I have found a printing company that will print an actual book containing 90 pages at a cost that affords me to keep the price under $15. I also have an agreement with a local editor to format the book and get it self-published and available for sale online. My goal of raising $5,000 will cover these costs and secure 500 copies on hand. Buying for 10, selling for 5.
Mm-hmm. Is that good? Is that good to do?
All this for $2,500 or more realistically, a couple hundred bucks and then hundreds of copies of a rabbit praying.
Yeah.
That can't be the case. You can't have been thinking about this for 6 years almost.
It's so funny, like what
you can't.
A lot of people they dedicate a lot of their lives to.
You've preoccupied such a portion of your life to this, and it's not even for charity.
Yeah,
it would be one thing if this was for charity. This was part of the charity. It's not even the charity part of it.
Furlanthropy.
No, dude. No, pet ownership saves the U.S. healthcare system nearly $23 billion a year.
Think about that.
Shut the fuck up. You're insane. That's so crazy to say that. Whatever. Okay, last one, and then we'll get you out of here. On a positive note, this one's called Power Magazine, launching a movement of Christian creatives.
There we go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jess.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Rachel.
And now we switch. This is honestly half the reason I put this on here, because I wanted you to see this. Yeah. So
first we got a 9x16 vertical video here in the middle of the big
and you'd want it horizontal, but for screen frame all things here. Being considered, it's at least legible what's happening.
Right.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Then we did the thing where we flipped it.
We cut to somebody else.
The damn website flipped it.
The damn website flipped it.
And it goes crop, like, I can't see anything.
And we have a very small.
I can't hear that guy.
You're an author, writer of short stories, or a poet.
And this, she's being recorded over Zoom. And he's outside.
He's outside taking a walk.
We're doing. Our new magazine, power is a place
Christians
our
are so
new
stupid.
Magazine.
I know.
It's 2025, you prick.
It's a new magazine for Christians.
We're bringing beauty side by side with faith.
And this is their level of technological
that
you'll want to flip through time and time again.
You'll want to flip through.
The team works to get the design, content, and printing ready.
Stop crunching leaves.
These crunching
your fucking
a leaf.
Hiking boots on.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Faith-filled people like you to come along with us in the process.
If you can't donate, we understand and appreciate your listening.
Speak up.
Prayer as we follow the calling that God.
Follow the calling that God.
God, dude.
Even just sharing our project means absolutely.
What is it about old guys with glasses where they put the glasses on their head and then start reading?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Photographer, you name it. You can send them to our website at ITM Publishing.
So it's this chick's old deal.
I guess, yeah.
She's the CEO. She's the founder.
Power magazine.
God is moving in ways.
Odd is
even begin.
Did you say Zod?
We're ecstatic that
get
you
him out of here.
Are with us. On
we need soups. We need Kal-El.
In the past few months, since God has really called us to move forward again with power, He is moving in.
I think I'll call some people to do some really stupid shit.
Probably a magazine.
Yeah.
Why does he sound like Lord? Also, the video stopped on its own. I didn't hit pause. I think it's just something they did with the video.
I think
don't.
It's God.
God saying enough is enough on this. I don't know how to.
So much from your in the name. Of
hey God, how about you call me to win $1 billion?
God bless.
Hmm.
Bless you.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Your ITN publishing crew.
Can't hear you, dude. God.
He's the IT guy.
No, ITN in.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say.
She fucking said it. Now I already forgot what it was. In the
move through us in power to share
in the
glory. Thank you so much from your in the name publishing.
In the name publishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
$776 of $4,900. He did not see fit to bestow that bounty on them. Here we go. Many years ago, in the name publishing founder Jessica Hybe had a vision of a magazine for Christian creatives. It's cool when you have that vision.
Yeah. A place where you didn't have to be just an author or just a painter, but where all your creative sides found their voice.
Hey, I think I want to grow up to be a painter in a magazine. Anyone else?
She wanted to create something beautiful but different. Mm. Something more than a magazine you might glimpse at and then throw in the trash.
Okay.
Rather, something that felt like a piece of artwork or decor in your house. Back then, it felt impossible, and that dream fell to the wayside. But God, in His glory, brought that dream front and center again early this year, and He provided the people to make it happen. Well, not enough people.
Not enough, obviously. But the response was overwhelming on social media. They heard from poets, authors, artists, and photographers who were thrilled to have a chance to be featured in a new magazine. That makes sense, but that doesn't actually make that's not the money to do it, right?
Ah, yes. Thrilled tea.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the cost of printing is a big risk. I would agree with that because it seems to have tanked their 14 backers, given 17.
God is so great, man. He'll tell you to go do something, and even if it falls completely flat.
Oh, well.
Guess what? That was part of his whole fucking thing anyway.
He gotcha.
He's always up to something.
$15, you get an email. That's cool. I've been wanting to pay for more emails.
Keeps you guessing.
Digital download of the Christmas edition. Boy, you know they're going to go off on the Christmas edition.
Our big double issue.
Yeah. the huge spread opening up. For $500, you can be the powerhouse patron. You receive early digital downloads of all 2026 editions, which right now is shaping up to be zero. Plus exclusive ITN merch, early access to updates and articles, and a meet the team meeting with the people behind the creation of Power, along with all prior tier levels. We got to get Christians to shut the fuck up. Yeah. And hopefully that will be happening very soon. A couple updates here. 12% funded is the update there. And then after that, project ends.
Closing with gratitude.
Okay. This is interesting. So they close it on their own. Pardon me. Oh, no, it actually just says funding unsuccessful. The project's funding goal was not reached. When they cancel it, it says that the creator cancels the project.
Gotcha.
We want to take a moment to reach out to the incredible individuals who have supported this campaign. You could probably do that in like 10 minutes. With many devastating events this month, we did not feel comfortable promoting our campaign.
When did this happen? Oh, okay.
September 30th.
Oh, no.
September 30th. Okay.
2001.
So they didn't promote the campaign because Charlie Kirk got shot? Is that the implication?
Yeah.
And yet several of you found us and supported us. We know that we have not met the Kickstarter goal, but Power is moving forward, so it was a scam. For any individuals that would like to donate separately, we will be opening a GoFundMe and we'll honor the reward tiers there. I got to find that. GoFundMe. Yeah. What is it? In the news? What was it? In the... Fuck.
In the news today. Power Magazine.
Yeah.
Power Magazine.
Power Magazine.
White Power Magazine.
Support... That probably is what it is. Support GoFundMe fundraisers featured in People Magazine? No, that's not it.
Do her name.
I don't see it on there. Lawrence, Kansas. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's probably her name. You're right. Jessica. I got a Threads page from her.
Hmm.
I don't see anything on GoFundMe. I don't.
Oh, she lied.
So it was another, another lie. She does have a GoFundMe here, but it's... Oh, wait a minute. This is odd. I'm not sure this has anything to do with it. But she wanted $4,900 here. I see a post from her in 2024 where she was trying to raise $4,090 for a dog. She had a dog. It was a sick dog or something.
Yeah.
But that's a similar amount of money,
that's
but it's
a
not
lot of money for a dog.
But it's not the exact same. Oh, the total bill for the dog was $17,000.
I'm sorry, little bro.
let's get your
bag of stuff together.
I'm not. I'm sorry, man. That is so much.
Yeah.
I mean, looks like a sweet dog, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways,
a lot of them are. So.
A lot of them are. No, you're absolutely right about that. So I'm not seeing that she's done any other GoFundMe. So I don't know where that is.
What a fucking scammer.
Look, I don't know. You know, how do I know? Maybe there's something else. Maybe she's taking a while to get the website up and going. I'm checking one more time for Power Magazine. No, it's not on here. And I have got to get off of this page because, boy, what a fucking bummer this whole website is. We can never pivot to GoFundMe.
Let's do it next episode.
We can never do a GoFundMe, dude. This is not, this is not okay. We can never do this. I'm looking at I'm trying to see what this is. I just clicked on one. I shouldn't have clicked on it, you know, trying to see what it is.
Yeah.
Trying to understand. I don't want to say what it is because it seems like I'm criticizing it no matter what, even though I honestly don't understand.
Brain cancer? What can be worse than that?
Yeah, it is, actually. It's they're raising money for people to subscribe to our Patreon.
Oh, no.
And it's for kids. Isn't that fucking... That sucks. They're going to make the kids listen to the... They're going to make them listen to Farage. Oh, God.